Oh Lord, take our lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hands and work through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for you. Through Jesus our Lord, we pray.
Amen.
You may be seated. Noah. Can I have your help for a minute? So, could you go around the church and make sure everybody gets one of these and a piece of chalk? Okay? And if you run out, there's another basket over there. And tell them that neatness counts. I'm taking advantage of this Sunday to just back up a little bit to Thursday, which was Epiphany, and incorporate some of those traditions with today. Our Orthodox brothers and sisters, Eastern Orthodox, today is Theophany, and it is a combination of Epiphany, the visit of the Magi, the baptism of Jesus, and changing water into wine, which we hear next week in the Gospel, the famous miracle for wedding in Cana. So it's Theophany. It's the three great showing forth of Jesus' divinity. But Epiphany has its special kinds of connotations. It's Twelfth Night. Everyone heard it. Maybe you've heard it called Twelfth Night, certainly. Twelfth Day of Christmas. And it celebrates the arrival of who?
The Magi.
The Magi, the wise men. To Bethlehem. And why are there three wise men? This is a Jeopardy-style question. So you're all being tested. Why are there three wise men? Because it's an interesting way in which we have a tradition that actually isn't exactly in Scripture. Anyone want to venture a wild guess? Right.
So it wasn't necessarily a few people.
No, that's exactly right. It was very Trinitarian. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which are kind of unusual gifts for a baby. Like, wouldn't you bring a casserole, you know, a covered dish? But no. They bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh because they are very symbolic. Gold is for wealth, and frankincense is for divinity, and myrrh was used to embalm. But that's where the three comes in. That's exactly right. One gift per king. But there probably was a retinue. There probably were a lot of, but maybe more kings than that. So one of the customs of Epiphany, how's your chalk going there, Noah? Yeah.
I want to pick up a few.
I think the kings have been here today. Everybody get theirs?
Okay.
All right. You're doing an excellent job. So, one of the customs of Epiphany is blessing of homes. And in, again, our Orthodox brothers and sisters, the priests on Epiphany fan out through their parishes and bless homes with quite an elaborate ritual of incense and holy water. But since I can't get everywhere, for many kinds of reasons, we're going to commission you all to bless your homes with this blessing. And now here's another question. Don't you love coming to St. Michael's? I mean, it's just 20C plus M plus B, 22. What is that? 2022, very good. Math award goes to you. CMB, now this is going to really stretch things a bit. By the Middle Ages, the three wise men get names. Yeah, they pick them up. I can't tell you how or why. Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. So this is the lintel blessing for your home. That's why you're getting the chalk and the blessing. And when you get home this afternoon, over your main door, you're to take the chalk 20C plus M plus B, 22, and then read this prayer, which we will also read as a concluding today to bless your homes. Now, I have an even better story about this that I have never shared before, because I forgot about it until, again, this year. When I was getting ready to come here, jeepers, how long ago? 2 years ago. Anyway, Mr. Colborn, Ted Colborn and I, remember we were out looking at apartments galore? You know, we were all over the place looking for apartments. And Ted was very good to take me different places. And you know, landlords are very excited when they hear it's a pastor that might rent their apartment. They really go out of, I think they think we don't have wild parties or something.
Little do they know.
Little do they know, that's right. It's just really. But we were looking at one apartment. We slipped in. A builder, did you?
No, you're
fine. We have to track back.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now go to the very back there.
He's out of slips.
Oh, wait, out of slips? Okay, there you go. Fan out there, I'm sure they're all. So, Mr. Colburn, I can't think of where this was, but we went into an apartment, and I looked up, and over the door was 20C plus M plus B, 18. Over the door of this apartment. Yeah, and I thought, this is a sign from God. Didn't get that apartment. But it was very moving to see that. That's one of the few times I've actually seen this blessing, you know, on a dwelling. And it really was very moving to see this. And it had been put up the year before. So by tradition, you put this up and usually leave it up till Pentecost. But we'll renew it next year. And that is it's a wonderful custom and tradition. So we'll pray the prayer together at the end of the service. And the other thing I'd like you to do today, because it's the baptism of Jesus, we'll be renewing our baptismal vows in the service. And after you receive communion, there's a bowl of water on each side. You might just dip your fingers into the water just to remind you of your baptism. How many people here remember their baptism? Right. Do you, Pat?
Yep. I was five.
Excuse me?
I was 5 years old.
And you remember it. Good for you. What do you remember about it? Anything? Or maybe you don't want to recall it exactly. I don't know. What do you remember about the water or the people?
Basically, I think the water. Mm-hmm. And I had my aunt and uncle there. You know,
yeah. Very moving. Yeah, exactly. Well, we will all have people around us at our baptism who made promises for us. And so today, when we renew our baptismal oath, thanks, Noah. When we renew our vows, you will then recall them yourself, and then the water is a tactile, just memory of that you were baptized in water. So those are the things we bring together today for this Sunday after Epiphany. And it's great to have you all here this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day, and bless your homes when you get home for another season. I think we could use a lot of blessing. Let's just put that everywhere.